Happiness module, talking to myself. Think about the following reflection point. When there is love and peace inside, happiness automatically grows. Talking to myself, or talking to ourselves, is an acknowledgement of the process that occurs within every individual. We all talk to ourselves with a silent voice. This is called self-talk, or inner dialogue. In this module on happiness, this is an important aspect to think about, as self-talk can be positive or negative, encouraging or discouraging. In this exercise, let's talk about the things we say to ourselves. What kinds of things can we say to ourselves to create happiness inside? Answer these questions in your journal. Think about what happens to your emotional energy when you speak kindly to yourself. What happens when you give yourself a hard time, when you are very critical with yourself? What happens to your feelings when you say, "I'll never be able to do it," or "I'll never make it"? Are the feelings very different when you say, "This is a bit scary, but I'll do my best," or "This is new, but I'll try it anyway," or "I'm a little bit nervous about it, but I'm just going to go ahead and do it"? What do you say to yourself when you make a mistake? I want you to notice your tone of voice when you speak to yourself. What do you say to yourself when you're afraid that you'll fail at something? What is the emotional effect on you when you call yourself stupid? It's wonderful when people feel bad when they make a mistake, because it simply means that they want to do it right. But we have a lot more energy to do the right thing when we say to ourselves, "Okay, I made a mistake. I'm human. I can learn from my mistakes. What can I do next time so that I do not repeat the mistake?" In your journal, there's a table. A situation, discouraging and encouraging table. And what I'd like you to do is think of a situation, perhaps something that you have difficulty starting. So you would like to start an exercise program, or study, or be more patient with your children, or change your job. In the situation, write whichever that particular thing that you have thought about happens to be under that column heading. Now I'd like you to think about examples of thoughts that you say to yourselves that are discouraging in this situation. Write at least two or three in that column. So, for instance, if you would like to start an exercise program, You could perhaps say to yourself, "Oh, I get so tired. It's expensive. I'll never get there." And then in the encouraging and empowering column, write a few things that you can say to encourage yourself when it's difficult to get started on this particular situation. Taking the same one into consideration, you could say something like, "I'll get fitter. I'll feel good. I'll meet new people." Just think about this while you're doing it. Think about the differences that you notice in the tone of your voice that you use to yourself when you say things that are critical or discouraging versus the encouraging or empowering. And for the future, listen to your self-talk, listen to your inner dialogue, and try and switch from a discouraging to an encouraging and empowering self-talk. Thank you.